TORMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of History. Picture Gallery and New Chambers. The Palace of Sanssouci is flanked on either side by elongated single-story buildings. Like the palace itself, these were built during the reign of Frederick the Great. To the east, looking over the vineyard terraces to the right, is the Picture Gallery, and to the west are the New Chambers. The Picture Gallery was built a few years after the Palace of Sanssouci, between 1755 and 1764. A passionate collector, Frederick the Great had it built specifically with a view to keeping some of his many paintings there. Sanssouci Picture Gallery is thus the oldest existing museum built for a ruler in Germany. There is a striking contrast between the simple exterior and the sumptuous interior. The magnificent floors are laid out in precious marble with coloured stone inlays. The ornamentation shimmers like gold. Ancient and Baroque sculptures blend harmoniously. The paintings themselves are presented in superbly carved and gilded frames. They hang in a typically Baroque style, close together above and next to one another. Along with the paintings from Frederick the Great's original collection, the Picture Gallery today also has pictures from other Prussian palaces on display. Highlights include works by Caravaggio, Anthony van Dyck, and Peter Paul Rubens. Construction of the building on the left began in 1745, immediately after completion of the Palace of Sanssouci. It was originally used as an orangery, where the large potted plants from the park were kept during the winter months. Even today, you can see the ramps on which the heavy tubs were pushed into and out of the building. Some 30 years later, Frederick the Great had the orangery converted into a guest mansion, which since then has been known as the New Chambers. The luxurious and exceedingly valuable furnishings of the guest rooms and ballrooms have been preserved to this day. The rooms were fashioned by leading artists of the day and include the central jasper room with its precious stones, the Ovid Gallery with its gilded reliefs, and the impressive marquetry rooms with their wooden panelling and green lacquered cabinet. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.